The Parshas told us, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoli, God explains why he chose Avram, and he entered into a bris with Avram, because Avram follows in the footsteps and obeys the commands of Almighty God. Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Sorosai Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesorosai. So Rashi goes through a detailed account in which each one of the words in this pasuk is a different category within the context of the mitzvahs of Hashem. And the Ramban more or less quotes Rashi word for word. And he says the following. Vayishmar Mishmarti. Mishmarti is gzeros laharchoka kigon shnios larayos and shvus l'shabbos mitzvosai mitzvos she'i lo nichtevu dinu she'i kosvu. So mitzvos are the logical commands, like for example Rashi gives gezel shvichas domim chukosai dvarm she'etzarava v'umos ha'olam mishivin aleim kigon achilus chazil v'shishatneis she'im tam bedover elamel gozar. So again, we know that chok means a divine decree, the reasoning, the rationale behind which we don't appreciate, we don't understand. V'torosai, lahavi torah shebal peh, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Says the Ramban, v'im ken, yia kol zeh, all of this interpretation, the entire elucidation, which Rashi offers to this pasuk banui, it's all built on and predicated on one premise. Al das, on that opinion, Shahay Avram Mekayim Umishamres HaTorah Adshalo Nitna, that Avram Avinu fulfilled, he observed the Torah before it was given. V'kach Amru, and the Medrash says on the Pasuk, V'yitein Lahem Yosef Agolos Shepirish Mimenu V'parashah Segla Rufa Shayosik B'Torah K'shem Shayu Avosov. So Ramban points out that according to Chazal in the Medrash, Avram Avinu was studying Torah, and even Yaakov Avinu was learning Torah with Yosef, his son. So, even though the Torah wasn't given yet, they were involved in the study of Torah. So, if we summarize both Rashi and the Ramban, we see that Avram Avinu, the Avos, fulfilled the Torah, observed it to its very T, even before it was given. In fact, according to Chazal, the Torah was observed not only on in terms of the Doraisas, but even on the Rabbanans. Even Erev Tavshilin, which is a rabbinic institution, was observed by Avraham Avinu. So the Ramban now asks a very, very famous kash, V'yesh Lishol, in Cain, Eich Hikim Yaakov Matseva. How is it possible that Yaakov set up an altar, a Matseva, that's made in such a way that it's prohibited? V'nosa Shtei Achios, and he married two sisters. And according to one opinion, the Ramban says, in Chazal, he was married to four different sisters. The Amram, and Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nosa Dodosa, was married to his aunt, which is certainly something that cannot be sanctioned according to Halacha. And here the Ramban drops a bomb. He says, Vanira Eli Midas Raboseinu, Shalomad Avram Avinu HaTorah Kula Baruch HaKodesh V'Yosak Ba U'Betame Mitzvoseh V'Sodoseh. That indeed Avram Avinu studied the entire Torah, which he somehow received through Ruach HaKodesh, some sort of a holy spirit, and dedicated himself to its study. He understood and delved into the underlying reasons of the mitzvos and the fundamental principles that underlie the mitzvos. V'shamar osa kula, and he observed the entire Torah. K'misha eino mitzuva v'osa. Now here the Ramban refers to a phrase, he sort of reiterates a phrase that appears in Chazal in many different places, and that is Eino Mitzuva V'Ose, which means that you take upon yourself optionally to fulfill a mitzvah even though you're not obligated to do so. It's sort of like a self-imposed obligation. Now, we know that Chazal tells us, Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosa mi she'eino mitzuva v'yosa, which sounds a little counterintuitive, but if you are obligated, that's even a greater level. But that doesn't preclude the level of an Eina Mitzvah V'Yoseh. And the Ramban understands that our Avos accepted the fulfillment of the Torah in this category of an Eino Mitzvah V'Yoseh, as someone who's not obligated, but rather accepts it upon himself. Now, if the status is it okay, says the Ramban, that since Avraham Avinu and the Avos observed the Torah voluntarily, therefore Ushmiraso Osa Hoya Ba'aretz Bilvad, the observance, the fulfillment of the mitzvot of the Torah was limited to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. In other words, since the Ramban holds that it was Avraham Avinu's own voluntary basis, and on that basis, as an Eina Mitzvah V'Yoseh, he fulfilled the mitzvah Torah, so his observance of the Torah was limited to Eretz Yisrael. Somewhere, somehow, Eretz Yisrael is on a special level, and therefore the Avos would fulfill the mitzvah Torah voluntarily in Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov b'chutz laretz nasa ha'achyos. Yaakov was outside of Eretz Yisrael in Charan when he married Rachel and Leah, and in the case of Amram, who married his own aunt, he was in Mitzrayim. So now the Ramban gives a little bit of a window. He's Megala Tefach. He reveals a small amount of why the mitzvos, the observance of the mitzvos was limited to Eretz Yisrael. And he sort of paraphrases a pasuk in Sefer Melachim, Ki ha-mitzvos mishpat elokei ha-aretz hein. That the mishpat, meaning the laws of the Torah, or the laws of Hashem, are related to the God of the land, Elokei Haaretz. Now, we know that there are certain mitzvos that depend upon Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah in Kiddushin calls the entire category of mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz chovas karka. Chovas karka means it's related to the agriculture, to the land itself. So agricultural mitzvahs like trumas and maestras and bikurim are limited to Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another category which are chovas haguf. They're not a chovas karka. It's imposed upon the body. That mitzvah is relevant anywhere on the face of the earth or anywhere in the universe for that matter. So the Ramban sort of raises this question, not explicitly but implicitly. He says, Afal pisha hus harnu bechovas haguf bechol makom. So when it comes to the mitzvahs that aren't dependent upon the agriculture, there's no limit in place. It's not geographically limited to Eretz Yisrael. They apply even in Chutz Laretz. So then the question arises, why would the Avos not fulfill at least the Chovas HaGuf outside of Eretz Yisrael? And certainly the case of Yaakov Avinu setting up a Matseva or marrying two sisters is not a chovas karka, it's not agricultural in nature. So the Ramban says, Ukfar Ramzu Rabosenu Hasod Hazeh. And here he alludes, without explicitly quoting, a Sifri in Sefer Dvarim, which indicates that there's a mystical idea, a remez or a sod, a secret to the Torah, as to why the mitzvahs, even those that are not chovas karka, but really are chovas haguf, nevertheless are somehow connected to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what we have in this Ramban. He says, "Vani a'ir chabo bi ezras Hashem." In other words, I'm going to quote this sifra, this sifri, later on. In Mirtz Hashem. So the footnote here tells you to look in the Ramban in Vayikra Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Hei. So let's take a look at that Ramban. Vayikra It's on the pasuk vatitma haaretz. The land, so to speak, will vomit forth its inhabitants, which really means that the land of Israel cannot tolerate sin, the contamination of sin, and therefore it vomits forth its inhabitants. Says the Ramban, "Minayin azeh omru b'sifri in Parshas Ekev." On the pasuk of Avadetem Mehera, that's a very famous pasuk that we say every day, twice a day. Afal pi, says the Sifri, Shani Magala, I send you into Golos. Magala eschem in Oretz, L'chutz Oretz. Nevertheless, Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. You should be excellent in the observance of mitzvos. Shekshetachzeru, when you return to Eretz Yisrael, lo you Aleichem chadoshim, they shouldn't be new to you. What does that sound like? If I tell you observe the mitzvah so that when it comes time, you'll be well trained. Does it sound like it's a real obligation? If I say to you, you know, do X because it'll keep you in shape, you know, so that when the time comes, you know, it won't be new to you. He says, Mashal. The Sifra gives a mashal. The Sifri gives a mashal. Li adon shekas al ishto. The master gets angry at his wife. Vishulcha lebeis avi, sends her back to her father. Amarlo, but he says to her, "Have you miskashetes tachshitim? Get used to the cosmetics and all the beauty to beautify yourself. Shetachzri, so when you come back, lo yie alayach chadoshim. It shouldn't be new to you." Vechein amar Yirmiyahu, and he quotes the pasuk in Tanakh, "Hatzivilach tziyunim." Tziyuna means something that marks you as different. When you go into Chutz La'aretz, make sure you observe the mitzvah so that you won't be like the goyim. You'll be different. You'll excel. Eila mitzvah sheYisrael mitzuyonim b'hem. And these are the mitzvahs that make Klal Yisrael mitzuyonim different and excellent. Says the Ramban, if the Sifri is commenting on the pasuk of Avadetem Mehera, what mitzvahs are mentioned, are enumerated in that context, in Dvarim Yud Aleph? He says, "Eino mechayev begolus el bechovas haguf kitfilin umezuzas." In that context, where the Torah says, "I'm going to send you into Golus, and you'll fulfill the mitzvahs there," the mitzvahs that are mentioned in that context are tefillin and mezuzas. These are chovas haguf. And nevertheless, the Sifri is claiming that you should go into Golos, fulfill these mitzvos in Golos, so that when you come back, they won't be new to you. Now, we're not talking about Chovas Karka. If we talk about Chovas Karka, I'd understand that if somebody told you to go through the motions of Trumas and Maestras in Chutz La'aretz, it would be to prepare you and train you so that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, it won't be brand new to you. But if we talk about Tefillin and Mezuzas, what is the connection between those mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael that we should have to say when you go to Golos, get used to wearing tefillin and putting up mezuzahs so that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, be used to it? Says the Ramban, and I bolded this for you on the page, ki ikar kol ha-mitzvos li-yoshvin bi-eretz Hashem. I mean, that sentence of the Ramban is mind-boggling. It's a very revolutionary sentence, it's very famous, very controversial, but the Ramban says that primarily the mitzvahs are for those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael. Ulefichach omru b'sifri, the Torah says that you should inherit the land, dwell therein, settle therein, and observe the mitzvos. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. There's something very unique about living in Eretz Yisrael because it gives you the ability, it facilitates and makes it possible for you to fulfill all the mitzvos HaTorah. Because in a sense, all the mitzvos HaTorah primarily are in Eretz Yisrael. So by dwelling therein, you have the opportunity, you have the key to unlock the door and fulfill all the mitzvos HaTorah. The kachu b'tosefta d'avodah zorah, you'll find it also in the Braisa in Avodah Zorah. And therefore the Ramban claims that in Sefer Yechezkel, you'll see that the Navi speaks about those who contended, they hated the Jewish people, so they, out of enmity, they said, "Ha'ola al ruchachem," that you really want to, you want to go into Chutz La'aretz and observe the mitzvahs, you're like an Eved Shemachro Rabo. If a master owns a slave and he sells the slave, Yeshal of Klum, does the Eved have any commitment to observe the mitzvahs of the Rav? So even though we don't accept, obviously, this argument, we don't believe that God has rejected us entirely and cut us off from the mitzvahs, but nevertheless, you see that there was an argument here based on the assumption that going into Golus removes us from the mitzvahs. Vizui mitzvahs Yaakov avinu lebeso. And therefore Yaakov commands his entire household in Brachos Lamed Hey, ulechol asher imo b'shas b'yosam la'aretz, and not only to his household, but anyone who was connected to Yaakov avinu, when they came into Eretz Canaan, hasiru es Elohei ha'necha asher v'sochem v'itaru. Now you have to get rid of any avodah zarah that's in your possession, because we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not going to tolerate this. Hashem lo levado niskinu alilos shemesa rochel baderech betchilas bom ba'aretz. Says Ramban that God in heaven, whose hashgacha, whose providence over the tzaddikim, in this case over Yaakov, is so intense, it's so profound, that he saw to it that Rachel would die as soon as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Ki bizchusa lo mesa b'chutz la'aretz, she got the opportunity in her merit to come into Eretz Yisrael, but bizchuso, in the zchus of Yaakov Avinu, who was so meticulous about the observance of mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, lo yoshav b'aretzim shtei achyos, he never dwelled in the land in a state of being married to two sisters, so that he wouldn't violate this avera of marrying two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. V'hi ha'isa ha'nisseis b'isar ha'achvan, she was married second, Leah was married first, and therefore it's only with Rachel's marriage that this Isur of Shteachios came into existence. Maybe they had some sort of relationship even after Rachel entered into Eretz Yisrael, after all she died at childbirth when she gave birth to Binyamin. V'nireh, says Ramban Achidush, shenis Avram Binyamin kodim bo'um b'shchem, she became pregnant, she conceived before they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Lo naga ba ba'aretz klal, and they had no relations in Eretz Yisrael at all. Mipnei ha'inyan shiz karenu, because in Eretz Yisrael, since that's where the ikar ha'mitzvos apply, therefore Yaakov would not be in violation of this Isur in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the deeper meaning to Eretz Yisrael and its significance? Says the Ramban, V'ein reshus lefaresh, I don't have any permission to elucidate b'inyan ha'aretz regarding Eretz Yisrael, yoser mizeh. In other words, I'm only going to reveal one little, drop of light. What? Aval im tizke lahavin, maybe you'll merit understanding the significance of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'aretz harishona, ha'nizkeres b'pasuk b'breishis, he says, even when the word aretz appears at the very beginning of the story of creation, back in Breishis, that is a remez that alludes to Eretz Yisrael. Va'nizkeres b'parshas imbichu kosai, there too it says that you should observe my mitzvahs ba'aretz. Then teda sod niskav v'nelam, if you'll merit it, you will understand and appreciate a lofty secret that has been concealed. V'tavin, and you'll also understand Masha'amar Rabbo Seinu, what it says in the Tanchuma, Beis HaMikdash Shalmala Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. That somehow the celestial spheres, the heavenly courts and the Kisei HaKavod and everything else that goes on in the highest and holiest places up on high is all somehow connected. It's a mirror image of the Beis HaMikdash down here, and the Beis HaMikdash down here is the source for the sanctity of all of Eretz Yisrael. Let's look at one more Ramban, which I think is on the bottom of your page, the Ramban in Parshas Ekev, on the pasuk v'samtem es dvarei eila al avavchem v'al nafshchem u'kshartem osam li'osa yedchem v'yudzot fos b'nei nechem. Says the Ramban, quoting the Sifri, Afli achash tiglu, even after you go into golus, heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos, be excellent in the observance of the mitzvos, anichu tefillin, asu mezuzah, kidei shelo yiyu aleichem chadoshim kshetachzeru, that it shouldn't be new to you when you come back. V'chein hu omer hatzivi loch tziyunim. So this is all based on the Sifri. Rashi quotes it in Dvarim, Perek Yud Aleph. So not only is the Ramban very much aware of this Sifri, Rashi's aware of it as well. And the Ramban adds the words, Ukfar kasavti perush ha'inyan, ki ha-mitzvos ha'ele, these mitzvos, namely tefillin and mezuzah, chovos ha-gufein, they are obligatory, they are incumbent upon the individual, not on the land, it's not limited geographically. V'dinam b'chol makom k'mo ba'aretz, and all the laws and obligations that govern these mitzvos that are chovos haguf apply anywhere in the world. Aval yesh bo b'midrash hazeh sod amok u'kvar ramazti mimena. There is some sort of secret of the Torah, and I alluded at it earlier, meaning back in Vayikra of Perek Yudches, in Parashas Achimos that we saw before. So let's count three different times that the Ramban repeats himself. I think there's a fourth time actually, which is here in Parshas Vaschanon, in Dvarim Perek Dalid. The Ramban again repeats the same idea that in Chutz Laretz the mitzvos are not the primary fulfillment as they are in Eretz Yisroki. Ikar kol ha-mitzvos l'yoshvim be'eretz Hashem. And that's how the Ramban over there in Parshas Vaschanon explains the pasuk Re'eli ma'ariti eschem chukim mishpatim, etc., etc. Asher tem boim shama l'rishta. So when it says the kerev ha'aretz, that you should observe the chukim mishpatim, the kerev ha'aretz, says Ramban, what's the kerev ha'aretz? So he offers two interpretations. He says, first of all, there's some mitzvos that are applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't apply in Amnogim b'chutz laretz, and that's why it says b'kerev haaretz. Oh, and the Ramban's second interpretation, Yirmos, it's again an allusion to ikar mitzvos kulam ba'aretz, that the main primary observance of the mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael. So four times over, the Ramban has this basic yisod of the Sifri. And historically, it doesn't surprise us that Avraham Avinu made such a tremendous effort to himself personally reach Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to die and say that he never got a chance to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah in its primary form in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. On a halachic level, you know, putting on my halachic thinking cap, you know, above and beyond this idea that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala is Mechumen Kodesh Beis HaMalata, what does it mean halachically to say that Ikar HaMitzvos Ba'aretz Liyoshvim Ba'aretz Hashem Be'aretz Hashem, how does the Kiyum HaMitzvah of a Chovos HaGuf, how is it enhanced by the geographic location of the individual who's observing that mitzvah? If the identical mitzvah is obligatory in Chutz Laretz, what does Eretz Yisrael add from the perspective of Kiyum HaMitzvah in Eretz Yisrael? I think what you're going to have to say, according to the Ramban, is one of two things. Either that the Ramban means that the mitzvot Hashem have to be natural. You know, Chazal say, "Istakel b'raisa u'bara alma," that the Torah itself and its mitzvot is a blueprint for the entire universe. There's some correlation between the physical material reality that God created in the Sheish Yisimei HaBreishis and the mitzvot and the Torah itself. And maybe, in that sense, the aretz of creation that is a mirror image of the Torah itself, of the Torah, the blueprint, is Eretz Yisrael. That's where the mitzvot have a natural connection, and the observance thereof is really something that touches on our very being. But I don't know if that would add a kiyum halachically, another dimension to our observance of the mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, I would like to suggest the following. In the school of thought that I'm trained in, we differentiate between two types of mitzvahs: chovas yachid, which are incumbent on the individual, and chovas hatzibur, which are incumbent on the community. And we know that there is a specific list of mitzvahs. You can enumerate a group of mitzvahs that what links them together, the common denominator, is that they are incumbent upon the community. When a Jew fulfills a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the community, the mitzvah itself is a link that connects him, almost like a hook, that links him up to the community. He no longer stands as an individual, he now becomes part and parcel of the tzibur. Of course, every Jew is part and parcel of the tzibur, that's a natural state of being. But the mitzvah strengthens that connection. Perhaps the Ramban holds, I'm just thinking out loud, that a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's a chovas yachid, even when I'm putting on my own tefillin, I'm putting up mezuzah in my own house, and that certainly is a chovas haguf, it's certainly a chovas yachid, nevertheless, insofar as I fulfill that mitzvah with a certain intention to link up to the entire tzibur, I, in a sense, am not standing in front of God Almighty as an individual, but as representative of an entire tzibur, then it becomes a kium of not just a yachid, but a tzibur. Says the Ramban, where in the face of the earth can your mitzvah add this new dimension of I stand in front of Almighty God as a representative of the entire tzibur? I link my mitzvah, I link myself through the mitzvah to Knesset Yisrael, to the entire body. That's Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the land that represents the Jewish people. The relationship between the Jewish people as a nation and Eretz Yisrael is almost an identical relationship. It's almost identity. It's like A equals A. And Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one, so that therefore, when I fulfill a mitzvah in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, I am linking up with the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael. That new dimension of what I call a kiyum tzibur is added to my mitzvah to enhance it and upgrade it when I fulfill that mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. I just want to end by saying that we should all be zocher to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, hayu mitzvayonim b'mitzvos. But we should really pray to Hashem that He give us the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael with that additional dimension of the Iker mitzvahs b'Eretz Hashem. And then we'll be zochet to be mekabel pnei Moshiach Tzidkenu. Amen. Yishkenu.